Download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back. Hey, just a quick note. We thank Richard for being a great sponsor. We also want to pay tribute to a couple of our other sponsors. Life Care Center of the South Shore are doing whatever it takes to provide quality patient care. We thank them for their sponsorship, as well as Tiny and Sons Glass. His boys do a good job. 1-888-64-TINYS. I believe Peter will be on this show, I want to say August 17th, to talk about the softball game. Folks have probably heard the ads, the spots, as he's predicting the Pembroke Chamber of Commerce's victory over, I believe, the Pembroke Police and Fire. It'll be interesting. But joining us in studio is another gentleman who fights on your behalf. If you are somebody who, well, I want to say tobacco when it comes to taxing tobacco, but I think in general causes. And before we bring him on, I want to play the greatest, I think, some of the greatest hits of Jeffrey Yellenesian when he puts a lot of, Joe and I had a conversation about his ads, and he's like, "Oh, I don't get it. You know, what was the conversation, Joe? Do you remember? Was you and I who had the conversation about Jeffrey when he does the ads, and you didn't realize that?
Oh, that's right, that's right. We were having this conversation over the phone,
and I was telling you how brilliant his ads are. It was saying just so I could say it in front of him. I'll say it if he's in the gosh darn room. But just how much thought goes into it. Let's play the first one. This is a prime example. The greatest hits of Jeffrey Yellenesian's, of some of these, the ads he does. Play the first one, if you will, sir. I believe that's More Taxes.
Hey, it's Jeff from Brennan Smoke Shop. My family used to tell me, Jeffrey, you got a big mouth. You never think before you speak. Well, here goes. It's my destiny, with my big mouth, to get in this studio and record these ads, telling you the truth, the real truth. Your government is ripping you off. Your government is sending your tobacco revenue right over the border to New Hampshire. 2/3 of your local tobacco revenue is going to be gone when the newest tax passes. That's the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. Your people are suffering because your elected officials can't decide how to blow all the money they're stealing from you and your friends. Now, what are you patriots and real Americans going to say about it? It's okay? It's fine? It's all right? I'm not a tobacco consumer? Well, my basic instinct says something's wrong, and I'm going to say something about it. My name's Jeff from Brennan Smoke Shop, and I approve this message.
I'm going to be honest. It was kind of a tie between this one and your Route 3 rant. Taxachusetts, and fix the potholes. Between that one we just heard, and if you'll play the one that we heard, the vape tax one, Larry, if you could play that one, please.
Hey, it's Jeff from Brennan Smoke Shop, and I learned a lot at the last Public Health Committee hearing up on Beacon Hill. For example, these nonprofits have tons of tax-free dollars to throw around for research. That research is then used when the lawyers and doctors testify before the committee. The committee then gets to decide if young adults have the right to choose anything at all. They also get to decide if e-juice and vapor products are or aren't tobacco products, among other things. That committee is made up of your elected officials, not public health reps. Can anyone tell me why a committee of our elected officials would want to classify vape products as tobacco products? Anyone? Anyone? I'm sorry. No one in this room is 21. You don't get a chance to answer the question. I'll give you the answer. It's because they want to tax it like a tobacco product. The tobacco tax is a means to an end. The problem is, the end will never come. I'm Jeff from Brennan Smoke Shop, and I approve this message.
You get to hear that. You get to hear the angst when he's crumbling up the paper.
It's just Ernst.
So he's like, that's just a prime example of the thought that went into it. And
you only get 60 seconds.
You only get 60 seconds. It's tough. It's very tough. 180 words.
I take the meat out and I lay it right on the paper and then just let it rip.
You let it rip. Now, if you will, Larry, the final one. This is the newest incarnation of Jeffrey, if you will.
Hey, it's Jeffrey. So I filed a citizens petition initiative with the Attorney General's office to repeal the 6.25% sales tax on tobacco products. The people of the Commonwealth have had the same opportunity to vote on similar issues, such as the gas index tax and the sales tax on alcohol. I believe that tobacco consumers should be given the same chance. I will have to produce the signatures of over 65,000 registered voters from all counties of the Commonwealth. That's where you come in. If you're interested in volunteering to help me help you, then help gather the signatures. Contact us at any one of your local Brennan smoke shops. Plymouth, Pembroke, Brockton, Wareham, Rainham, Taunton, and Stoughton. I can't do this by myself. I need passionate people's help. Help! Help me! Help me help you! I'm doing this for you! I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Help me help you.
So, that's where we stand right now. If we could dial it back to the second spot that we heard. And you were telling me an interesting story off air a couple of days ago in regards to what it was like when you were up at the public hearing last month. And this was the one on tobacco, marijuana.
It's a whole bunch of them.
And they had, yes, drug, substance abuse, stuff like that. They had, I believe that we sent somebody up from the newsroom to cover it. We had John Keenan on ourselves. Other radio shows had folks who were going to be testifying with their bills.
It's that drug he's trying to get regulated. It's, I forget what it was called. There's some other drug. They find it at heroin scenes.
Correct.
All the time.
Correct. So what they're trying to do is trying to regulate this.
It was really interesting. Well. It's not the. I've sat at a revenue committee hearing and now a public health committee hearing, and it's very interesting to see. The room was full of opponents of the vape tax thing. There was no tobacco retailers there protesting the raising of the age to 21 plus. It was the only person there. And I actually brought some props because some of the public health officials bring props, like the candy that one of the doctors that did the research brought Sour Patch Kids to show them the likeness in the wrapper between candy and these flavored cigarillos, which is what they're after. And it's a noble cause. I get it. I don't want anybody to misunderstand. You know, we don't want kids to get their hands on tobacco. But it was very interesting to see the props that they use. So the vape people, as the meeting were going on, they were like, you know, all these people, I've been vaping now for 6 months. And, you know, I started vaping because I couldn't walk up the stairs anymore. And, you know, it was like 4 or 5 people like that, you know, tell them how great the vape was for their health. And I said, you know, I smoke. When I sat down, I said, I smoke, and I forgot my prop. So I ran down Beacon Hill to the liquor store, and I got one of every flavored shot of vodka that they sell, and I ran all the way back up here, and I've never felt better in all my life. And I said, you guys know I'm not lying, because I was like, it was a hot day. I was like drenched in sweat. Room's filled. I'm sitting on the floor for 3 hours, and finally I just get up there, and I'm like, look it, I got to just hop in here. I've never seen tobacco kill kids. And they say tobacco kills, and I have a different interpretation. My interpretation of tobacco is tobacco consumers die from smoking-related illnesses. But when a kid gets behind the wheel, or a minor, someone under 21, gets behind the wheel with their friends, and they're driving drunk, and they smash into a family and just decimate their whole lives, it goes beyond. What you got to realize, it goes beyond those people in the car. So now, if they have, like in my case, my mom, her foot came off of her body, so she was in rehab for 6 months. You want to talk about Americans with Disability Act? You don't realize, you know, how important that is until your mom's in a wheelchair and right. You have to take her around. So there's a lot, you know. It's this stigma, and I read some stuff about tobacco and how the Master Settlement Agreement is effectively funded, or the tobacco industry has effectively funded their own opposition with the MSA, but the MSA money is supposed to go to the towns and communities for stings and tobacco cessation and education, but what happens is the money gets cut, and they don't get the money. They aren't doing what. I remember the last time I was on, I said there was $375 million that the state was going to take in tax revenue. And that's true. But with the MSA, it's something like $900 million in taxes that they take in, because it comes in through the Fed and then it gets subsidized out to the towns and communities. So it's a lot of money. My thing right now is we're finally putting our money where the where our mouth, or I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and we've hired
Guy Glotis,
the sheriff.
Yep,
they call him the sheriff because he's Worcester County Sheriff.
Yep,
and
he was in here last time as he's a hired lobbyist.
He's very experienced. He's ran for Senate. He's ran for representative. He's ran for sheriff's department, and. He's very experienced, and he knows the way around the state house, but we're pressing the issue here with the repealing of the sales tax.
Joe,
so you want to repeal the sales tax to the 6.25 for all like across the board,
all tobacco products,
all tobacco products. And who are some of the I guess people that would be hiring, we'll say they're hiring lobbyists to against you on the
tax. Would
be
like American Cancer Society, the Heart and Lung Association, Mass Association of Boards of Health.
And do you know if they are actively working to try to stop this from moving forward?
Wednesday's the filing deadline with the Attorney General's office.
Yeah.
So they don't even effectively know yet.
Gotcha,
They're about to find out once. Well, we hope we get approval.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Well,
with
the process starts. You've got to write the initiative. So we hired a very good election lawyer from up in Boston. He wrote the legislation for us, and we have to get it filed. We need 10 registered voter signatures and their voter registration certificates. Sounds easy. I've been to my sister's town hall two or three times, my other sister's town hall two or three times. You tell them you want a voter registration certificate, they give you a piece of paper that says this person's registered, but it's an actual, I even know where it is in the towns. It's in the L Drive under the Secretary of State, and it's right there. It says voter registration certificate. So I've had the visit. You need 10 to file with the Attorney General's office for approval, and they say, again, you get over that amount in case there's any issues. I made sure that I had no issues, and we filed with, I think, 12 signers, which is my neighbor, my mom, my dad, my stepmother, my stepfather, my wife, you know, my sisters, my brothers. It was pretty easy, but getting the voter registration certificates was the tough part.
Mm.
So once that's done, Wednesday's the deadline, we either get approved or disapproved by the Attorney General's office, and they send it to the Secretary of State. If we don't get approval, we still start collecting signatures, because we can then appeal their approval and take it to court, in which case we still need the signatures in case we win the appeal, then it gets put on the ballot. Prior to getting put on the ballot, so we get, it's 64,750 signatures to get on the ballot. They have to be from all the counties. It can't be from Plymouth County. They have to be Bristol, Plymouth, Essex. They have to be from all over. If you get the signatures, then you sit down with the Secretary of State, and they say, okay, it's clearly an issue. What can we do for a compromise? So, but it's one step at a time. It's I've learned all these new words, like monumental, ominous. There's all kinds of this. It's, you know, it's, I can't even think of these big words. It's a big thing, you know. I could probably, the sheriff tells me, he says, Jeff, you get 80,000 signatures, because that's kind of what we need, really.
Yep.
So if you get 80,000 signatures, you should run for office, because you'd just be in at 80,000. If you get 80,000 signatures for a citizen's petition initiative. But I want to back up and,
if you will.
I made an erroneous, that's another word that I made an erroneous statement in the past, and I said the same people that are trying to legalize marijuana are trying to make tobacco illegal, and that's erroneous. It's totally erroneous, because all of this marijuana initiative stuff has been pressed and onto the ballot the same way that I'm doing it. They have gone out, they've campaigned, they've got their, you know, they've gotten their signatures and they get, you know, the decriminalization, the medicinal, and coming up in 2016, that's the other initiative that will be on the ballot, is the recreational. It's huge. It's a huge monumental task, and it's one bite at a time.
What has Guy heard? What have you heard from folks when they hear that you're going to get the signatures and you're pushing to put this on the ballot? What do you hear from people? What do they say to you?
A couple of years ago, we were doing just a lot of events here and there. You know, go to this concert, go to that concert, games, and we just had a mock. You know, would you support a petition to repeal the sales tax on tobacco? And we in like 2 months had 2,000 signatures, just kind of kicking around. So. People are very supportive, and what Guy seems to think is there are people that maybe don't necessarily consume tobacco products, but they think that people should have the vote. So they're going to sign just because they have confidence in the process and that they think we should vote on it. The whole stem of this thing was back when, you know, we always feel like we're, what? We always always feel like we're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to the disproportionate tax between alcohol, another sin product, and tobacco. And just so you know, guys know, you talk about, they put out the ballots, the test ballots on marijuana, and the question was, would you support a tax on recreational marijuana? And overwhelmingly, 75 people voted in favor of the tax. Well, when, and I don't say if it happens, when it happens, these people are going to be in the same situation. Is marijuana, should marijuana be sales taxable? Should there be an excise tax like there is on tobacco and then a sales tax? And I, you know, if you're coming for me, there's no sales tax on alcohol. There was a time
that they had the double tax on it.
Well, that's been going on with tobacco for years. For years, Kevin, since I mean, like I say, you know, how long have I been in this business? I think since I was a wee lad. I've been working in the store since I was a little guy, you know, 13 years old, I think, 12 years old. And it's been sales tax on top of a tax. It's a tax on top of a tax. And that's what, you know, what started this was when I saw the repeal for the sales tax. No sooner, it was like 6 months later, a sales tax on tobacco, on alcohol. And then 6 months later, it's repealed, and they did it with a citizens petition initiative. So it's powerful stuff. The people get together, they do what they want to do, you know, and we've set the track record. I think in Massachusetts, because of our history, we really should not, just because I don't consume tobacco products or I don't smoke weed or I don't drink alcohol doesn't mean I'm going to sit by the wayside and let my government oppressively or disproportionately tax my neighbor or my friend or any of my relatives, because it's just wrong. You know, and we think I think that the people in Massachusetts set a precedent when we voted down that alcohol sales tax and the gas index, and we're gonna press the issue. We have a bill. We have a bill in the House as well, waiting. So we'll see what happens.
That's definitely, you'll promise to keep us up to date.
Well, you just listen to the radio. I'm gonna keep. I got so much content now.
As I said to Joe, you're a guy. When you come in here, you.
I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're doing. You have.
Kids are always turning up here.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, that's why we played the greatest, because you've had some good.
There, I have some good ones.
I have to say, your ads are right there. One of my all time favorite is the two sisters from the Marshfield, Tish and Nancy from the Marshfield Hills General Store. They're great.
I like Lucetti's. Mia and the
Trish is good.
Daughters.
Listen, love all.
Tiny. You know, these have, you know, the people I advertise in the Boston stations, they go, yeah, your ads are great. And I said, you know, I didn't really do this. And Maggie Donahue years ago said, hey, come do your own ad. And I had been listening to the Lucetti's ads and Tiny and Son. So you got to be creative to make yourself stand out. And, you know, we don't have a ton of money, so we sacrifice frequency for message. We have a strong message and less frequent because we don't have the money, you know.
I might add is that actually Peter Brown knew you were coming on this evening and wanted me to extend a hello to you. And so,
what's he planning? What's going on? I got an email from Sandy, too. I was wondering.
Take a look at the email.
It's a softball tournament?
take a look at the email and talk to him about
it. If the McGuigan's Pubs guys, he's not going to have Cuban cigars before I do. So,
well, I don't
but
know.
If he wants to do a Cuban cigar dinner, he should definitely get in touch with
talk
me.
Talk to you. All right.
So if second, sponsor, those things, you guys, second those things come in, I'm going to have them. So.
If folks want to get involved, do you have anything on a website as far as if folks want to contact you to sign the
hey,
the
to get this thing done, I mean, it's like old-fashioned brick-and-mortar stuff. I need people to come take the petition initiatives and go and do their neighbors, their friends, their relatives. They take blank sheets, you know, copy, photocopy them, bring them to the store, just dump them off, and let's get this thing done. I mean, that's what it's gotta. That's what's gotta happen. I mean, we need really, really need tobacco. Not only tobacco consumers, we need everybody like that thinks it's wrong to get involved here and help me out.
Well, we thank you as always for keeping us up to date as to where things stand. And you didn't tell us, did anybody take any of those the flavored vodka?
Oh, so that was the funny part. I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to extend the same courtesy that our doctor friend did with the Sour Patch Kids. I'm going to leave these here for you guys, because as you know, everybody drinks, right? I mean, we all drink and they're all laughing. And I had said, you know, I said, what the last thing I want to say is, you know, if a young adult has a right to die for this country, then they should have the right to choose if they want to consume tobacco products. And I get up from the table, I just jump up and I start walking away. Like the senator that was the chair of the committee says, Jeffrey, Mr. Yelenesian, you might want to take these with you. I said, what do you mean? I thought we talked about it. Everybody drinks. You guys want this? It's vodka. It's peach, apple, grape. It's vodka. What's the big deal? You'll take the doctor's Sour Patch Kids, you know, loaded with sugar, but you won't take my sugar because it's alcohol. It's sugar. So, but it was funny. It was a very enlightening experience. And I whittled it down into 60 seconds. That's about the size of it. Nonprofits testify. They make it sound good to the committee, and then they vote the way that they want to vote anyways. I mean, so it's a big dog and pony show. They don't really care how we feel. They're going to do what they're going to do.
And that's the genius of those 60 seconds. We're out of time. Don't be sorry. Don't be far. Sorry, with Jeffrey Yelenesian, our guest here. Thanks, from Brendan's Smoke Shop, with locations
Plymouth, Pembroke, Rockingham, Wareham, Raynham, Taunton, Stoughton.
We're going to step aside. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD-FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.